This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Ian Archer, chair of the Ivers Academy All-Ireland Council and former member of Snow Patrol. Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Thanks indeed for talking to us. You're joining us to talk about IMRO calling for strong cross-party support for a motion before the Dáil today discussing the protections for Irish artists in the era of artificial intelligence. Just for those of us who aren't brilliant on artificial intelligence, tell us, how is that negatively impacting on artists like yourself?
So there's a cohort of music creators who create the soundtracks to our films or TV shows, or who write the songs that we hear on the radio. And effectively, all of that work is being consumed by the AI machine and is being used to create new work, which is flooding the marketplace. And actually, the tech companies are unwilling to do this transparently, and are not even giving the creators, such as myself, an option to even opt out of that process. Really, what we're asking for is a transparent process of knowing what works are being used and wanting them to account financially and respect copyright effectively, but also allow us to say we don't want our works to be used for machine learning.
Okay, Ian, sorry, excuse me again. So you obviously write a lot of material. Just explain to us what happens. Are people taking that work and merging it or meshing it with other work and reinventing it or borrowing it? That's or whatever word you 100%. Wish to use?
Yeah, the you know, a given tech company who is a generative AI company that's creating new music out of this bot. We'll be taking in large quantities of music that is written by humans, analyzing it and restructuring it, recompositing it into another given work. So you might have many, many pieces of human created work going into the machine, and then it coming out with a piece of work that's a composite of all of those things.
Is that not a breach of your copyright?
It is a fundamental breach of our copyright, yes, and it's going completely under the radar at the moment, and so that is where we really need in at the highest levels to protect songwriters and music composers, partly because, you know, we're a bunch who all tend to work on our own little areas, and organizations such as the Ivers Academy that I'm a part of are very, very important to us, because it allows us to get together, raise our voice, and really ask that at governmental level and even at EU level, we look to making a change. Well, really representing us.
Which brings me to my next question. What change are you looking for? Are you looking to tighten up the law? Are you looking for the law as it exists to be enforced, or is it a bit of both?
Well, we're looking for a the simple option to be able to say, we don't want our work ingested into the machine. We don't have a vehicle for that at the moment. There's supposedly meant to be an opt-out vehicle, but you can't even opt out. They haven't created a vehicle for that, so we can't even get our work out of it. But actually what we need is stop ingesting work until artists and songwriters and music creators opt in. That should be the vehicle. So we need legislation on that level, but we also need remuneration where our works have been used, and we need transparency for the tech companies to say, we have used your work and we have created this work. And that work, the work that's coming out of the AI maybe being played numerous times on Spotify and generating income, but that income essentially is not returning to the creators whose work they have trained the bot on.
Did you know your work was being used, and how did you find out your work had been used in this? Is there an easy way of finding out?
Via the Ivers Academy. We've had numerous meetings in terms of realizing that AI is all over the place. Our machine learning on our work. That's how I've come to discover it. Is that, you know, collectively as songwriters, the word has broken out that our work is being used, because it's the only possible way that these machines can make facsimiles of popular works, you know, there are or make their own version of a composition, you know, library music. Let's say, you know, composers for film or TV, or who create music that is backdrops to visuals, are really, really exposed to this at the minute. It's possibly the first point of people being really badly affected at the moment, because AI is very capable of creating the work to go behind visual, you know. But the problem being that it has trained on all of these human composers' work, you know, and we're a firm believer that music and the creation of music really requires personhood, you know, that having machines do it is really a disappointing future for the next cohort, for the new young aspiring composers and songwriters that we want to see come through.
Yeah, impossible to disagree with that. Ian Archer, ex-Snow Patrol, chair of the Ivers Academy All-Ireland Council, and of course, musician. Thank you so much for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.